So in the beginning, we don't have that love. Therefore, he may give us a chance to meet, associate with the devotees. That's also his mercy. You're right. He may give us a chance to take up this process and so on and so on. But he, when he comes to the point of giving himself, then he thinks twice. That's a special. Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 1, Chapter 7, The Son of Jonah Punished, Text Number 7. A translation of purport by His Divine Grace, Siddhivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Simply by giving oral reception to this Vedic literature, the feelings for the loving devotional service to Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, sprout up at once to extinguish the fire of lamentation, illusion, and fearfulness. Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manabhistam Shapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Upakaramaya Dadati Svaparantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhunichananda Shri Adaita Gadadha Shri Vasari Gaura Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. The verse again. Simply by giving oral reception to this Vedic literature, the feeling for loving devotional service to Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, sprouts up at once to extinguish the fire of lamentation, illusion, and fearfulness. Lamentation, illusion, and fearfulness. This is some of the symptoms of our disease. Illusion. We're taking this body as the self. We're taking the mind as the self. And thus we are put into anxiety. Fearfulness, because of this bodily conception, there's always some fear, because the body, we can see practically, is very perishable. Everybody's body is going to be finished. We have experience. We see the dog's body. The dog gets old, like next door, this old dog. You see, and then they have a new dog to keep the race of dogs going. So this is nature's arrangement, how to keep the race going by making a sex attraction. But this sex attraction is just simply keeping us in the material world. But we have nothing to do with this material world. So why can't we step back from the sex attraction, see it for what it is, and pass it without becoming implicated? Just let it go on. Without embracing it. Then Prabhupada compares it to itching. Sometimes you have itching. By scratching, you just make it worse. But if you just tolerate it, think about something else, go on with your work, then it'll go away. You forget that there was an itch there. So sex life is something like that. Itching of the genital. Nature's arrangement to keep the species propagated. but really, there's no attraction, man and woman. Only on the bodily platform. The real attraction is to Krishna. Then if we accept Krishna in the center, then we can have wholesome relationships with the other living entities. Otherwise, we're trying to exploit the other living entity. But this is not our position. This is not our constitutional position. Therefore, it always leads to lamentation. Mode of passion described how it inevitably leads to suffering. So this is the next disease, lamentation. We're lamenting for what we don't have. But if we really want to be peaceful, then we have to learn how to control our senses. When we can control our senses, then we can be happy in any condition. Because we'll always have some service to do for Krishna in any condition. Krishna's in our heart. He is reciprocating with us. We'll feel satisfaction there. But if we are addicted to the senses, then we're being pulled in that direction. It's like the example is given. The man is coming home, he has five wives. Each one is pulling him, come into my room, come into my room. So we have the five senses. They're pulling us very strongly. But the one sense, especially mentioned here, the ear, if we use that for hearing this message regularly, then the same sense which can degrade us can elevate us. This example is given of the disease. If we take too much milk, then we can get diarrhea. But by the same milk product changed into curd can cure that diarrhea. Similarly, the same senses that have been keeping us bound up here in the material world since time immemorial, if we use them in the service of Krishna, then they can liberate us. So the powerful sense is the hearing. But we can also see the nice deity form of the Lord, the devotees of the Lord, the beautiful temples of the Lord, the nice prasadam offered to the Lord. We can see in this way, relation to Krishna, then the eyes will also become properly engaged, and the smelling, and so on. So this is the process, how to not falsely abnegate the senses, but to use them in the service of the Lord. So in the beginning, we may not have such a taste for hearing regularly this message of Srimad Bhagavatam. But if we go on taking that medicine, then it will turn sweet. The example is given of jaundice. When you have jaundice, even sugar cane or rock candy, it tastes bitter because everything is bitter because the bitterness is coming from you. The bitterness is already there in your blood, in your tongue, because of the disease. So when anything is touched, then it tastes bitter. But if you go on taking the rock candy, that will help cure the disease and then it will turn to be sweet. So similarly, we have this disease, material conditioning, but if we use those senses in the service of the Lord, then they'll liberate us. Otherwise, they degrade us. So, nice purport. Srila Prabhupada is giving us an elaborate description how we can get free from this disease. How the Vyasadeva, by his pure devotion, was able to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And he's telling us that Krishna is, here the word is used, Krishna Parama Purusha. Krishna Parama Purusha, that means that Krishna is the Supreme Purusha, the Supreme Enjoyer, male. So Vyasadeva confirmed this by his own experience. Arjuna also confirmed it. Param Brahma, Param Dharma, Pavitram Paramam Brahma. So we don't have to research the matter. It's been given to us that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He says himself, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo, that he is the source of everything, material and spiritual. So people are looking for God, for truth here. The truth is coming and telling us, here I am, please see me. And what are we? We are the Prakriti. Prakriti is a feminine object. We're meant to be enjoyed by the Lord. So therefore, we have to give up our competing with the Lord. Now, this is the tendency here in the material world. We see every male is in competition with the other male. What? For money, for women, for power, for fame. The whole world is centered around this kind of envious competition. So we have to give up this male ego. False ego. This is not our position. We're not male. We're female. We're meant to be enjoyed. Then we can be humble. We can come to the Lord in a proper mood, a very humble mood. This is what attracts a man to the woman, because the woman can present herself very humble. Oh yes, I love you. I'm ready to serve you in any way. And so the man is attracted. But this is a false attraction, because it's based on the conception that he's the Lord. And the woman is also thinking. She's not really humble. She's thinking, if I flatter this man, then he'll satisfy my senses. He'll give me what I need. So, therefore, we say there's no real love in this world. Simply cheaters and the cheated. But in order to experience that, we have to develop this love of God. Prabhupada says here that love is being used in the material world between a man and a woman, but it's also appropriate for the devotee's feelings to the Lord. Because he's allowing the Lord to use him. He's surrendering to the Lord. This is the nature, prakriti, the living entity. So we should try to present ourselves in that way, just like the gopis. They presented themselves to Krishna very openly, with folded hands, completely naked. So in the same way, we should prepare ourselves for Krishna's enjoyment. Why we put on tilak? For Krishna's enjoyment. Why we chant Hare Krishna? For Krishna's enjoyment. Everything. Why we offer food? For Krishna's enjoyment. So if we have this mood to facilitate Krishna's enjoyment, then we can give up our own false conception that I'm the enjoyer, which is keeping us bound here in the material world. As long as we have this conception that I'm the enjoyer, then we have to remain here in the material world. So, the first principle then is that the material world is a place of suffering. We should want to get out of this material world. So this is the way to get out. It requires some practice, generally. We're all conditioned. But if we practice this method, hearing and chanting, especially recommended here, then we'll also become qualified to get the mercy of the Lord. And then, if the Lord gives us His mercy, then our mission in life is successful. Okay? So, any questions? So I was mentioning how the politicians, they're also looking to bring peace. But there's no peace is coming. Now they're going to make war, so there'll be peace. This is an illusion. They think they can be peaceful by killing, but we see practically it's not very successful. It used to be that if there was a war and the righteousness prevailed, then there would be peace. Like after the Battle of Kurukshetra, there was peace for some. But here in the Kali Yuga, because everyone is illusion in some way, so it's very difficult to be peaceful, because the mind itself has become occupied by the enemy. So how can we expect to have any real peace in this world when everyone is haunted by their own false ego, and no one is pure? And so even those who are presenting themselves as righteous, just like the president or the prime minister of England or the president of the United States, they're saying, yes, we are pure, therefore we can become angry and kill in the name of religion or the name of right. But we see that if we examine closely, they're not so pure. This is the difficulty. Therefore, the agitation is against them. No, we don't want your kind of purity, because you're not really pure. And those who are agitating against, they're also not pure. They have their motive for sense gratification. And so the whole world goes on in chaotic stage, because no one is pure. Everyone is interested for their own aggrandizement. And so it remains a very disturbed atmosphere. Therefore, we should, you can say, finish up our business here in this material world and qualify to go to the spiritual world. Okay? Questions? Srimad Bhagavatam? Kijaya. Om Namah Bhagavatam.